Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Announce our show. Hello. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, 88 miles per hour. I'm here with my lovely trainees. Trainees, would you like to put on some headphones and say something to the world of radio? We have so much information to cover. And we're doing it step by step, day by day. Does anybody want to introduce themselves first?
Are these on?
They are on.
Oh, the microphone.
I'm Ella.
Hi, Ella.
Hi, I'm Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
And I'm Taya.
Hi, Taya. Are you guys, on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited are you to be here right now?
Probably at least like 8 or 9.
Okay.
I'm also right up there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like saying 10 sounds very cheesy. It's kind of what I'm feeling right now.
Good, that's good.
Giddy, happy, all that.
Perfect. Well, yeah, we got a lot to get through. I've played a couple cheesy train songs to try and... It was my last-ditch attempt at trying to put together a playlist before we came. Anyways, yeah, we'll listen to some music while we go over some more fun rules and facts, and then I will let you take over. So, we'll play some more music in the meantime, but I'm excited.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Bye. was pining for her in a people carrier. There might be buildings and pretty things to see like that, but architecture won't do. Although it might say a lot about a city or town, I don't care what they've got, keep on turning them down. It don't say the funny things she does, don't even try and cheer them up, because it just won't happen. He's got the feeling again, this time on the aeroplane. There might be tellies in the back of the seats in front, but Rodney and Del won't do. Although it might take your mind off the aches and the pains, life when he falls through the bar, but you're feeling the same, cause she isn't there to hold your hand. She won't be waiting for you when you land. It feels like she's just nowhere near. You could well be out on your ear. This thought comes closely followed by the fear, and the force of it makes you feel a bit ill. Say, oh, cause you've got no idea, and she's still nowhere near. And the fall comes closely followed by the fear, and the force of it makes you feel a bit ill. Despair in the departure lounges, wanting to still be around at three. No signal and low battery. What's happened to me?
Yeah. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her.
some wilderness skills beneath my belt. She said she used to be a part of a scout team. They nearly meet a leader one time. They didn't have enough thread to sew the patches on. She said, you know how you heard about that family that burned down in that house? Well, that was her. She said it was just some hoax that you made up to watch people cry. Yes, she whispered to me softly.
Okay, I'm Ella, one of the trainees. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, and we have a special guest on air today. She will be sharing some facts with us, I believe, so here she is.
Back to see. I'm back. And everyone's been waiting with bated breath.
Hi,
Fee. I have Valentine's-themed facts. Hey, you ready for my facts?
We're ready for your facts.
All right. Fact numero uno. Teachers receive the most Valentine's Day cards, followed by children, mothers, and then wives.
That's very sweet. I'm happy teachers receive their acceptable.
We can express a lot of different kinds of love on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Fact number two. The first Valentine's Day box of chocolates was introduced by Richard Cadbury in 1868.
That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a little bit more than 140 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm glad he did.
So,
Valentine's Day chocolate's the best.
Tradition. Yes. Tomorrow you should think of Richard Cadbury and thank him. All right. 15% of U.S. women send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day.
That's awesome.
Self-love.
I actually...
You know what? And I'm sure they're so content with the flowers that they choose.
Yeah.
And it's the happiest you could be.
Absolutely. No one knows you better than yourself, huh?
Exactly. All right. Fact number four. Based on retail statistics, about 3% of pet owners will give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets.
That's awesome. Did we get Pip something? Pip is our dog.
You know what? I'm not sure. But I do know that I'm not allowed in Mom's closet. Apparently that's where the gifts are.
She'll probably lose something in there and give it to you in 2 weeks anyways, so...
You are correct. All right. The final fact. It's a doozy. So Valentine's Day was first introduced to Japan in 1936 and became super popular. But a translation error was made, and it turns out that only women buy Valentine's Day chocolates for other people.
Oh.
Not quite sure how that happened.
That's strange.
Yeah, and the men don't return the favor until White Day, which is a type of answer to Valentine's Day. It's kind of the opposite.
A call and response of holidays.
Wow.
Yeah, it's March 14th. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's an interesting way to do things. Because of the translation error, though. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. Well, thanks for your fun Valentine's Day facts, Fee.
Thank you. I hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks. All right.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Fee.
I'm not afraid to die. Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Time for some public service announcements real quick. First off, walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Now she's in me.